The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go, go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Toledo, let's hear it. It's the song Johnny Gill wrote about the Suns. It's called Second Place. It's called Second Place.
From the album Still Winning, so not really.
Right. Well, it's towards the end of the album.
We're going to have a parade for him next week.
Second place.
I wish that I could kiss you.
When does he give you that Johnny Gill thing?
Not on the ballad. I used to falsetto Johnny.
All right, Johnny's going to sing in the background about second place. So we all kind of mourn the Suns. Cruddy second place finish. It hurts. We're all feeling it. The city is in second place right now. And worse yet, it's second place to those cheese fat heart attack waiting to happen Milwaukeeans. Hogs. Although I will say the front rows of the Milwaukee Bucks game, they had some
decent looking
ladies. When I think Milwaukee, I think blood pressure and bubbly skin and, like, you know, that weird, when it gets a little bit warm, like 82 degrees, their white skin starts getting those red lines in it because their veins are fighting back inside. It's an ugly town. It's an ugly town of Wally lumps. And we lost to them.
And when they were presenting the trophy, yeah, whoever the owner of the Bucks, buddy, might have been the GM or whatever, that yeah, guy was hammered.
Was he gone? Oh. Well, good. Deserves it. Oh, that's beautiful.
That's pretty good.
You got another one?
Even the losers from Tom and Petty?
We'll have a little of it.
Yes.
But we're playing right now because nobody remembers second place, which is more reason not to celebrate this. We'll have our own little moments going. That was a fun run that it ended against what we wanted. So I'm going to be the driving force in this town to not celebrate this entire thing. We had a nice time. End goal not met. Job unfinished. Let's not act like this is something we're celebrating. This isn't a celebration. It's a nice season. It's over. It's dead and buried. It's the Milwaukee Bucks year. Tip your cap. We move on. Somewhere around November, we start again. So I think that's the way we got to do it. So I'm going to prove to you that nobody cares about second place with a quiz about second place. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride. You know, those kind of things. We're going to name stuff off, and you just have to tell us the answer to the questions of second place. You get two right, we'll give you tickets to Pop Evil. How many we got? Like 100? Good. We'll give them all away.
Randall's going to come flying down the hall.
Is it a bad time to mention that Tommy Vext is here? Anyway, here we go. We got people online ready to go.
Yeah.
Sad.
Start with Dan.
City of Seconds. Welcome to Phoenix. Second place, first losers. Dan, you're on the line. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Are you feeling it? Were you in on this whole Suns run?
Yeah, I was. And I turned it off at the last 2 minutes because I gave up.
You gave up on it. There was still a little hope. There were two minutes left. You just couldn't take it anymore?
Yeah.
Yep. It hurts, right?
I decided to watch Aladdin instead.
How did that happen?
Jeez.
How was that queued up and ready to go? The good one or the new one?
No, the old Robin Williams one.
Oh, God, good. Yeah, because, again, you don't want to go to the second one. The remake is terrible.
Oh, that's a good question. We could have used that one, too.
I'm going to throw one in there. That's a second person.
Thinking genie.
I got that question in there. All right, well, did you enjoy Aladdin, at least? Did it bring you back? Everybody could use a friend, right, Dan?
That's right.
Yeah. You never met a genie like me. All right, anyway, so here we go. I'm going to name something. You just tell me the second. Like, if you get it, you're an amazing person. You remember second places. I don't know that anybody should. I'm gonna start easy on you, and if you get two right, we'll give you something. All right, you ready?
Okay.
Two teams in history have five Super Bowl losses. Name them.
Two teams.
You have 5 seconds. I'm not going to let you go.
I'm going to say the Cowboys and the 49ers.
Incorrect. I'm sorry. That's it.
We have five losses for the 49ers?
The 49ers, that would have been there like 14 times. Sorry about that, Dan. It's back to another Disney feature you have lost against. Thank you. We have to turn Dan off early. Roscoe's on the line. I like that. Roscoe, are you there?
I'm here.
Roscoe, how did you drown your sorrows last night?
Just drinking, more drinking.
You just drank yourself silly. Did you watch Aladdin? I hear that helps.
I watched the second one. I got about halfway through and fell asleep.
There's two Aladdins? Oh, the new one. I thought you meant like the second one, like there's a sequel. Like, oh, God. All right, here we go. Here's your question. What team has lost more World Series than any other? And I'll give you a hint. It just changed a couple years ago.
Cubs.
Oh, no. I wish. That would have meant they've been there a lot. I can't give you that one. Sorry about that. Not going to give you the answer. May reuse the question. Thank you, Roscoe. John is on the line. John, welcome to Second Place Phoenix, the home of healthy people who lost to a bunch of fat asses. Stupid Milwaukee. Did you watch?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, we're all feeling it. It's miserable. Are you all right? You feeling okay?
Yeah. I actually went to the first time we got...
Okay.
Lost.
Oh, the first time we came in second place. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're the problem. Sucks worse than third place? Second place.
What?
Second place. It's closer. You got a little bit closer. At least third place has a reason to bail out. All right, here we go. All right. In 2021, the Kentucky Derby winner was Medina Spirit. But then they got DQ'd, so it went to second place. No one remembers who it was. The second place horse was... The Mandolin, the Mandalorian, or Hot Rod Charlie? Who is the winner of the Kentucky Derby that didn't actually win?
Mandalorian.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Mandalorian is a Disney creature, and Mandolin was the winner. I tried to sway you there and help out, but it didn't work out.
Right? We're like,
nah, not really, John.
He was second.
Just in spelling. All right, next we'll just go blind. We'll grab another one here. Brianne, are you there?
Yes.
All right, beautiful voice of Brianne. Brianne, turn your radio down.
Okay.
Now. All right, here we go. Good luck. Second place city, Phoenix, doing their second place quiz. All right. You ready, Brianne?
No doubt.
Jeez. Did you watch the game last night, Brianne?
Yes.
You seem okay. Are you a Bucks fan? You sound like you're pretty happy about what went down.
No. All right. No, I'm just, I'm trying to mask my sorrows and happiness. Like my life, yeah.
All right. You're doing a good job.
Guy's a ray of sunshine.
Yeah, I like him. All right. What was the name of the second Indiana Jones movie?
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom is correct. Well done. Nice job. All right. What was the...
Indy, cover your heart.
a little short round. Yep. Nice work. All right. Who was the second person to play the Karate Kid?
Hillary Swank.
Hillary Swank. Nice. Right. Well done. Give this man some tickets. All right. Nice job, Brianne. That's right. Hillary Swank was that. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom was the question we were... A nice job for this guy.
I'm impressed.
Grab another one. Let's see if we can give more of these tickets blind. Away. That's right. This is... Wow. Hi, are you there? Who's this?
This is Eva.
Eva. Are you... Eva.
Eva.
All right. From Wally. We lost to a bunch of Wally people last night, you know? A bunch of lard-asses, Eva. A whole city full of cheese curds. You know, they were trying to scream and yell, but you couldn't hear them because their mouths were packed full of cheese and beer, pigs.
They look like a bunch of cows.
Well, because they are a bunch of cows. Cows look at them and go, geez, these people need to drop a few. All right, here we go. Who is the... I'll even take a first name. Nah, this is too hard to start with. I'll start in a second one. Who is the guy who lost his drummer's throne to Ringo Starr with the Beatles?
That was... what was it? God dang, I know. Dave Pratt. Who knows?
Dave Pratt. I'll accept it. He's a second place loser, too. I can't accept that answer, Eva, but I like your moxie there, kid. I'm gonna give him another one just for that.
Okay.
I'm not gonna
a bonus.
For
okay.
Yeah. What NBA team has the most finals losses?
Oof, that's got to be either Celtics or Lakers, I would think. I'll go with the Lakers.
Lakers is correct. 15 times. They've been there 32 times. They've lost 15 of them. Isn't that amazing? All right, how about this one? Brady likes these types of questions. I'm going to throw this one at you. In the Tom Brady sweepstakes, what actress was beaten out by Gisele Bündchen as wife of Tom Brady?
Oh, that's Bridget Moynihan.
Bridget Moynihan. Give that man some tickets.
Second place.
Bridget came in second. I'm gonna do another one.
You're gonna do another one?
Yeah, all right, here we go. You got a whole bunch of questions.
Maybe Jesse.
All right, Jesse, are you there?
I am here, John.
All right. You mourning, Jesse, or are you a non-sports fan who's one of the normal people?
I'm a normie.
You didn't care at all?
No, I cared, but I just didn't watch as much as I wanted to because of the letdown when I was a kid.
Oh, you were scarred as a child, so you don't get into sports too much?
Not too much, no.
That's smart.
UFC, MMA stuff I follow, but not basketball.
That's probably the right way to go. All right. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Who was the second president of the United States of America?
Was it Adams?
Adams is correct. Nice. Well done. We have a genius on our hands.
Old Bill Adams.
All right, last one. Who took over for Abe Lincoln after his terrible theater experience?
I know Brady had to write that question.
He didn't, actually.
No?
Sounds Brady-ish, though.
Yeah.
It's on the topic.
Oh, don't Google it. Just be a man.
No. Yeah, I don't remember. I don't know.
You don't know. Take
all
a shot.
All because of his terrible Yelp review.
Take a shot in the dark.
John Rumsfeld. Donald
Rumsfeld was just a child then. Of course he couldn't be the man. All right, thank you very much, Jesse. Was it Johnson? Is that right? Lincoln.
We don't know the answer to our own question.
Johnson or Jackson?
Was it Jackson?
I don't know. One of the two.
I second guess.
Or did Adams
myself.
Step back in?
Yeah, Adams was still there. He hung around. Well, he was just interim.
Still there.
It was Hannibal Hamlin, the first, but he didn't become president. Who became president after? Check into that.
All right.
I think it's Johnson. Johnson or Jackson. One of those.
Those are safe names.
Yeah, one of those street names down in the areas of town you don't go to.
No way Hannibal took it over.
Yeah. Oh, man. Who was the second person to play Norman Bates, Brady, on screen, on the big screen, not TV? The second person to play Norman Bates.
Oh, I got this one.
You do?
Yeah.
I think I got it, too.
I don't have it.
Brett.
It's Bateman.
No.
I thought Jason Bateman was.
No, Jason Bateman. When was he Norman?
I thought
Bates?
He was in. No. Wasn't he in like the fourth one or something
Vince
like that?
Vince Vaughn.
Is it Vince Vaughn? Yeah. That's what it
was. You know what? You might be right. They made that horrible fourth one.
Yeah.
And he was the kid.
Yeah.
He might have just usurped the question I've drummed up. Was he Norman though, or was he a new Norman? That's a good follow up because the second one was, who was the second Teen Wolf?
That's Bateman.
That's Jason Bateman for sure. Yeah. So he's followed up in a few of those. Brady wrote this one. See if you can pull this off.
All right.
In 2021, runner-ups for best radio personality in Phoenix and the West Valley, there are two answers. Can you name them accurately? As they were spelled on the awards. Can you name the two runners-up for best radio personality in Phoenix and the West Valley 2021? Accurately. I'll give both of you a chance. This song never ends.
I know. This song's terrible.
Sing it, Johnny.
You have a guess?
Well, it's Brady.
Brady.
Boggin.
Boggin is correct. And who is the other person?
John Holmgren.
That's exactly right. Holmgren and Boggin won the big awards for runners-up and best radio personnel. The awards keep rolling in, though, by the way. I've ordered them all, and it's a fantastic honor. I made sure they spelled my name right on the trophy. Second place is nothing to celebrate, especially when you lose to a big pile of fat like the city of Milwaukee. Sorry, Milwaukee. You're a hideous beast of people. But congratulations on your trophy. You hired out beautifully. It's like when Dobson started to look over at Chandler when it was sort of a poorer area and started pulling POCs to run the football. We were a lily-white team, and all of a sudden these kids who didn't live in our district were playing football in our... Like, what's going on here? They loosened up the gray areas, and we could go over and grab some of the wolves. What's that kid's name? Dwando?
Yeah, man, I'm sitting next to you in class now.
Hi, Dwando. Armoire? Is your name is Armoire?
Yep.
Man, football's going to be good this year. So second place, everybody. Phoenix, we can hold our heads high. As a team that doesn't celebrate second place, I'm so happy that parade is not happening.
Andrew Johnson.
Johnson.
Who's the one that took over for Lincoln?
I always confuse Johnsons and Jacksons. For years, I went around the country touring with the Johnson 5 thing, and what's the big deal? They're not that good. There you go, everybody. Second place trivia quiz. Couple of Pop Evil tickets out the door. We're all in mourning today. Johnny Gill's letting us know second place. It's a sad song, by the way. Because it ain't winning. It ain't winning.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.